Notes from a Small Island. By Bill Bryson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Notes from a Small Island is a travelogue written by Bill Bryson, an American author who has lived in Britain for many years. The book is a humorous and affectionate look at the country and its people, as Bryson travels around England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. He visits a variety of places, from the bustling cities of London and Manchester to the remote villages of the Scottish Highlands. Along the way, he meets a variety of people, from the eccentric locals to the tourists who flock to the country. He also takes time to explore the history and culture of the country, from its ancient monuments to its modern-day attractions. The book is divided into three sections. The first section covers Bryson's travels in England, from the south coast to the north. He visits a variety of places, from the bustling cities of London and Manchester to the remote villages of the Cotswolds. He also takes time to explore the history and culture of the country, from its ancient monuments to its modern-day attractions. He also visits some of the country's most famous landmarks, such as Stonehenge and the Tower of London. The second section covers Bryson's travels in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. He visits a variety of places, from the bustling cities of Edinburgh and Belfast to the remote villages of the Scottish Highlands. He also takes time to explore the history and culture of the countries, from their ancient monuments to their modern-day attractions. He also visits some of the country's most famous landmarks, such as Edinburgh Castle and the Giant's Causeway. The third section covers Bryson's reflections on his travels. He reflects on the people he has met, the places he has visited, and the experiences he has had. He also reflects on the changes he has seen in the country since his first visit in the 1970s. He concludes by expressing his love for the country and its people, and his hope that it will remain a place of beauty and wonder for many years to come. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The author's journey around Britain. Bill Bryson embarks on a journey around Britain to explore the country and its people, and to reflect on his own experiences living in the UK. Bill Bryson set out on a journey around Britain to explore the country and its people. He wanted to gain a better understanding of the culture and history of the British Isles, and to reflect on his own experiences living in the UK. He visited a variety of places, from the bustling cities of London and Edinburgh to the remote villages of the Scottish Highlands. Along the way, he encountered a diverse range of people, from the friendly locals to the eccentric characters he encountered in pubs and on the streets. He also took the time to appreciate the beauty of the British countryside, from the rolling hills of the Lake District to the rugged coastline of Cornwall. Bryson's journey was not only a physical one, but also a spiritual one. He used his travels to reflect on his own life and to gain a deeper understanding of the British people and their culture. He wrote about his experiences in his book Notes from a Small Island, which has become a classic of British travel writing. Through his writing, Bryson was able to capture the essence of Britain and its people, and to share his own unique perspective on the country. Main idea number 2. The beauty of the British countryside. Bryson marvels at the beauty of the British countryside, from the rolling hills of the Cotswolds to the rugged coastline of Cornwall. The beauty of the British countryside is something that Bill Bryson marvels at in his book Notes from a Small Island. He describes the rolling hills of the Cotswolds, the lush green valleys of the Lake District, and the rugged coastline of Cornwall. He speaks of the beauty of the countryside, the quaint villages, and the stunning views. He also speaks of the history and culture of the British countryside, and how it has been shaped by the people who have lived there for centuries. Bryson also speaks of the wildlife and nature that can be found in the British countryside. He talks of the birds, the deer, the foxes, and the other animals that inhabit the countryside. He speaks of the wildflowers, the trees, and the rivers that flow through the countryside. He speaks of the beauty of the British countryside, and how it has been preserved and protected for generations. The beauty of the British countryside is something that Bryson celebrates in his book. He speaks of the beauty of the countryside, and how it has been shaped by the people who have lived there for centuries. He speaks of the wildlife and nature that can be found in the British countryside, and how it has been preserved and protected for generations. He speaks of the beauty of the British countryside, and how it has been a source of inspiration for many people. Main idea number 3. The diversity of British culture. Bryson discovers the diversity of British culture, from the eccentricities of the Welsh to the traditions of the Scots. Bill Bryson discovers the diversity of British culture, from the eccentricities of the Welsh to the traditions of the Scots. He finds that the British Isles are a melting pot of cultures, each with its own unique customs and traditions. From the rolling hills of Wales to the rugged coastline of Scotland, Bryson discovers a wealth of cultural diversity. He visits pubs, castles, and ancient monuments, and meets people from all walks of life. He finds that the British are a proud people, fiercely loyal to their homeland and fiercely protective of their culture. Bryson also discovers that the British are a people of great resilience and strength. Despite the many challenges they have faced throughout their history, they have managed to remain a vibrant and diverse culture. He finds that the British are a people of great creativity and innovation, and that their culture is constantly evolving. He also finds that the British are a people of great humor and wit, and that their sense of humor is often reflected in their culture. Bryson's journey through the British Isles reveals a culture that is both unique and diverse. He finds that the British are a people of great pride and passion, and that their culture is something to be celebrated and cherished. He discovers that the British culture is a living, breathing thing, and that it is constantly changing and adapting to the times. He finds that the British culture is something to be proud of, and that it is something that should be celebrated and cherished. Main idea number 4. The quirks of British life. Bryson finds humor in the quirks of British life, from the eccentricities of the English language to the peculiarities of British cuisine. Bryson finds humor in the quirks of British life, from the eccentricities of the English language to the peculiarities of British cuisine. He notes the peculiarities of the English language, such as the fact that the word Q is pronounced Kyu and the fact that the letter U is often pronounced U. He also finds humor in the peculiarities of British cuisine, such as the fact that the British often eat dishes such as black pudding and haggis. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often eat dishes such as fish and chips and bangers and mash. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often drink tea with milk and sugar. Bryson also finds humor in the fact that the British often wear bowler hats and tweed jackets. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often drive on the left side of the road. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the metric system for measurements. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term loo to refer to a toilet. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term biscuit to refer to a cookie. Bryson also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term pavement to refer to a sidewalk. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term lift to refer to an elevator. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term bob to refer to a shilling. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term fag to refer to a cigarette. He also finds humor in the fact that the British often use the term trousers to refer to pants. Bryson's observations of the quirks of British life provide a humorous and insightful look into the culture of the British people. His observations provide a unique perspective on the culture and customs of the British people, and his humor helps to make his observations even more enjoyable. Main idea number 5. The history of Britain. Bryson explores the history of Britain, from the Roman invasion to the Industrial Revolution. In Notes from a Small Island, Bill Bryson takes readers on a journey through the history of Britain, from the Roman invasion to the Industrial Revolution. He examines the impact of the Romans on Britain, the Norman conquest, the Tudor and Stuart dynasties, the English Civil War, the Glorious Revolution, the Enlightenment, the Industrial Revolution, and the two World Wars. Bryson also looks at the development of British culture, from the rise of the English language to the development of literature, art, and music. He also examines the impact of the British Empire on the world, and the legacy of the British monarchy. Bryson's exploration of British history is both informative and entertaining. He brings to life the people and events that shaped Britain, and provides readers with an understanding of the country's past. He also offers insight into the present and how the past has shaped the nation today. Through his writing, Bryson provides readers with a comprehensive look at the history of Britain and a greater appreciation for the country's rich heritage. Main idea number 6. The impact of the British Empire. Bryson examines the impact of the British Empire, from its legacy of colonialism to its influence on the modern world. The British Empire was one of the most powerful and influential empires in history. It was responsible for the colonization of many countries, and its legacy can still be seen in the modern world. Bryson examines the impact of the British Empire on the countries it colonized, as well as its influence on the world today. He looks at the economic, political, and cultural effects of the empire, and how it shaped the world we live in today. He also examines the legacy of colonialism, and how it has impacted the lives of people in the former colonies. Bryson's analysis of the British Empire is both insightful and thought-provoking, and provides a unique perspective on the history of the world. Bryson also looks at the impact of the British Empire on the development of the modern world. He examines how the empire's influence has shaped the global economy, politics, and culture. He looks at how the empire's legacy has impacted the development of democracy, human rights, and international law. He also looks at how the empire's legacy has shaped the development of language, literature, and art. Bryson's analysis of the British Empire is both comprehensive and insightful, and provides a unique perspective on the history of the world. Main idea number 7. The decline of British industry. Bryson reflects on the decline of British industry, from the closure of coal mines to the decline of manufacturing. The decline of British industry has been a sad and sobering sight. From the closure of coal mines to the decline of manufacturing, it has been a long and painful process. The effects of this decline have been felt in communities across the country, with the loss of jobs and the erosion of traditional industries. It has been a difficult time for many, and the future of British industry remains uncertain. The decline of British industry has been a major factor in the country's economic woes. It has led to a decrease in exports, a decrease in investment, and a decrease in the number of jobs available. This has had a knock-on effect on the wider economy, with a decrease in consumer spending and a decrease in the amount of money available for investment. This has had a negative impact on the country's overall economic performance. The decline of British industry has been a long and difficult process, and it is not yet over. There are still many challenges ahead, and it is important that the government and businesses work together to ensure that the country's industrial base is able to remain competitive in the global market. With the right policies and investments, it is possible to turn the tide and ensure that British industry remains a major player in the global economy. Main idea number 8. The changing face of Britain. Bryson observes the changing face of Britain, from the influx of immigrants to the gentrification of cities. In his book Notes from a Small Island, Bill Bryson observes the changing face of Britain. He notes the influx of immigrants from all over the world, and the resulting cultural diversity that has come to define the country. He also notes the gentrification of cities, as old buildings are renovated and new businesses move in. He reflects on the changes that have taken place in the country over the past few decades, and how these changes have shaped the nation. Bryson also looks at the impact of technology on Britain, and how it has changed the way people live and work. He notes the rise of the internet and the way it has revolutionized communication and commerce. He also looks at the impact of globalization, and how it has opened up new markets and opportunities for businesses. Finally, he looks at the changing political landscape, and how the country has become more progressive and open-minded. Bryson's observations of the changing face of Britain provide an insightful look into the country's evolution over the past few decades. He paints a vivid picture of the changes that have taken place, and how they have shaped the nation. His observations provide an interesting perspective on the country's history and culture, and how it has been shaped by the influx of immigrants, the gentrification of cities, and the rise of technology. Main idea number 9. The importance of the National Health Service. Bryson highlights the importance of the National Health Service, from its role in providing healthcare to its role in providing employment. The National Health Service, NHS, is an integral part of British life. It provides healthcare to all citizens, regardless of their ability to pay, and is a major employer in the UK. It is a source of pride for many, and a symbol of the nation's commitment to social justice and equality. The NHS is a lifeline for many people, providing essential medical care and treatment. It is also a major employer, providing jobs for thousands of people in a variety of roles. It is a major contributor to the economy, and its services are vital to the health and well-being of the nation. The NHS is also a symbol of the nation's commitment to social justice and equality. It is a reminder that everyone should have access to healthcare, regardless of their financial situation. It is a reminder that everyone should be treated with dignity and respect, and that everyone should have access to the same level of care. The NHS is an important part of British life, and its importance should not be underestimated. It is a source of pride for many, and a reminder of the nation's commitment to social justice and equality. It is a lifeline for many people, providing essential medical care and treatment, and it is a major employer, providing jobs for thousands of people in a variety of roles. Main idea number 10. The rise of the British tourist industry. Bryson examines the rise of the British tourist industry, from the popularity of seaside resorts to the growth of heritage sites. The British tourist industry has seen a remarkable rise in recent years. From the popularity of seaside resorts to the growth of heritage sites, the country has become a major destination for travelers from around the world. In his book Notes from a Small Island, Bill Bryson examines the history of the British tourist industry and its impact on the nation's culture and economy. Bryson looks at the development of the industry from its early days in the 19th century, when seaside resorts first began to appear. He examines the growth of the industry in the 20th century, when the number of visitors to the UK increased dramatically. He also looks at the impact of the industry on the nation's economy, noting the importance of tourism to the country's GDP. Bryson also looks at the cultural impact of the industry, noting the way it has changed the way people view the country. He examines the way the industry has shaped the nation's identity, and how it has helped to create a sense of national pride. He also looks at the way the industry has changed the way people experience the country, from the rise of theme parks to the growth of heritage sites. The rise of the British tourist industry is an important part of the nation's history, and Bryson's book provides an insightful look at its development and impact. By examining the history of the industry, Bryson provides an important insight into the way the nation has changed over the years. Main idea number 11. The impact of technology. Bryson considers the impact of technology, from the rise of the internet to the development of new forms of communication. Bryson considers the impact of technology on our lives, and how it has changed the way we interact with each other. He notes that the internet has made it easier to stay in touch with people, and that new forms of communication, such as social media, have made it easier to share information and ideas. He also notes that technology has made it easier to access information, and that it has changed the way we work and live. He believes that technology has had a positive impact on our lives, but that it has also had some negative consequences, such as the rise of cybercrime and the erosion of privacy. Bryson also considers the implications of technology for the future. He believes that technology will continue to shape our lives, and that it will have a profound effect on the way we live and work. He argues that it is important to be aware of the potential risks and benefits of technology, and to ensure that it is used responsibly. He also believes that technology can be used to improve our lives, and that it can be used to create a better future for everyone. Main idea number 12. The importance of the monarchy. Bryson reflects on the importance of the monarchy, from its role in British politics to its role in British culture. The monarchy has been a cornerstone of British life for centuries, and its importance cannot be overstated. It has been a source of stability and continuity in a nation that has seen its fair share of upheaval and change. The monarchy has been a symbol of national pride and identity, and its presence has been a source of comfort and reassurance to many. It has also been a source of inspiration and guidance, providing a sense of purpose and direction to the nation. The monarchy has also been a source of entertainment and fascination, with its colorful pageantry and grandeur. It has been a source of fascination for tourists and visitors, and its presence has been a major draw for the British economy. The monarchy has also been a source of inspiration for literature, art, and music, and its influence can be seen in many aspects of British culture. The monarchy has also been a source of political power and influence, and its presence has been a major factor in the development of the British political system. The monarchy has been a source of patronage, and patronage has been a major factor in the development of the British economy. The monarchy has also been a source of patronage for the arts, and its presence has been a major factor in the development of British culture. The importance of the monarchy to the British nation cannot be overstated. It has been a source of stability and continuity, a symbol of national pride and identity, and a source of entertainment and fascination. It has been a source of political power and influence, and a source of patronage for the arts. The monarchy has been a major factor in the development of the British political system, the British economy, and British culture. Main idea number 13. The decline of the British pub. Bryson laments the decline of the British pub, from its role as a social hub to its role as a cultural institution. Bryson laments the decline of the British pub, which has been a cornerstone of British culture for centuries. He notes that the pub used to be a place where people could come together to socialize, share stories, and enjoy a pint of beer. However, he observes that the pub has become less of a social hub and more of a place to simply drink. He also notes that the traditional pub atmosphere has been replaced by a more commercialized one, with pubs becoming more like restaurants and bars. He argues that this has had a detrimental effect on the culture of the pub, as it has become less of a place to socialize and more of a place to simply consume alcohol. Bryson also notes that the decline of the British pub has had a negative impact on the local economy. He argues that pubs used to be a major source of employment for local people, providing jobs for bar staff, cooks, and other workers. However, with the decline of the pub, these jobs have been lost, leading to a decrease in local economic activity. He also notes that the decline of the pub has had a negative effect on the local community, as it has become less of a place to meet and socialize, and more of a place to simply drink. Overall, Bryson laments the decline of the British pub, which he sees as a major loss to British culture and society. He argues that the pub used to be a place of social gathering and community, but has now become a place of commercialization and consumption. He also notes that the decline of the pub has had a negative impact on the local economy and community, leading to a decrease in local economic activity and a decrease in social interaction. Main idea number 14. The rise of the British media. Bryson examines the rise of the British media, from the growth of newspapers to the emergence of television. In his book Notes from a Small Island, Bill Bryson examines the rise of the British media. He notes that the growth of newspapers in the 19th century was a major factor in the development of the media landscape. Newspapers were the primary source of news and information for the public, and they provided a platform for political debate and discussion. With the advent of television in the 1950s, the media landscape changed dramatically. Television became the primary source of news and entertainment, and it had a huge impact on the way people consumed media. Television also provided a platform for political debate and discussion, and it allowed people to access news and information from around the world. The rise of the British media has had a profound impact on the country, and it has shaped the way people consume and interact with media. Main idea number 15. The impact of the European Union. Bryson considers the impact of the European Union, from its role in the economy to its role in politics. The European Union has had a profound impact on the continent of Europe. Economically, it has created a single market with a common currency, the euro, and has allowed for the free movement of goods, services, and people. This has led to increased trade and investment, and has helped to create jobs and economic growth. Politically, the EU has provided a forum for cooperation between member states, allowing them to work together to tackle common challenges such as climate change, migration, and security. It has also helped to promote peace and stability in the region, and has been a major force for democracy and human rights. The EU has also had a significant impact on the culture of Europe. It has encouraged the exchange of ideas and cultures between member states, and has helped to create a sense of shared identity and belonging. It has also helped to promote the protection of cultural heritage, and has supported the development of new cultural initiatives such as the European Capital of Culture Program. Finally, the EU has been a major force for the protection of the environment, and has helped to promote sustainable development and the conservation of natural resources. Main idea number 16. The importance of the British education system. Bryson highlights the importance of the British education system, from its role in providing opportunity to its role in developing skills. The British education system is one of the most important aspects of British life. It provides opportunity to those who may not have had it otherwise, and it develops skills that are essential for success in the modern world. It is a system that has been in place for centuries, and it has been refined and improved over time to ensure that it remains relevant and effective. It is a system that is respected around the world, and it is one of the reasons why the UK is such a successful nation. The British education system is also a great equalizer. It provides access to education regardless of background or financial means. It is a system that is designed to give everyone a fair chance to succeed, and it is one of the reasons why the UK has such a diverse and vibrant population. It is a system that encourages creativity and innovation, and it is one of the reasons why the UK is a leader in many areas of science, technology, and the arts. The British education system is also a great source of pride for the nation. It is a system that has produced some of the world's greatest minds, and it is a system that has helped to shape the modern world. It is a system that is admired and respected around the world, and it is one of the reasons why the UK is such a great place to live and work. The British education system is an important part of British life, and it is one of the reasons why the UK is such a successful nation. It provides opportunity to those who may not have had it otherwise, and it develops skills that are essential for success in the modern world. It is a system that is respected around the world, and it is one of the reasons why the UK is such a great place to live and work. Main idea number 17. The impact of globalization. Bryson examines the impact of globalization, from the rise of multinational corporations to the emergence of new markets. Bryson examines the impact of globalization on the world, and how it has changed the way we live. He looks at the rise of multinational corporations, the emergence of new markets, and the increased interconnectedness of the world. He also looks at the effects of globalization on the environment, and how it has led to increased pollution and climate change. He also looks at the impact of globalization on culture, and how it has led to the homogenization of cultures around the world. Finally, he looks at the impact of globalization on politics, and how it has led to increased international cooperation and the emergence of new global powers. Bryson argues that globalization has had both positive and negative effects on the world. On the one hand, it has led to increased economic growth and the emergence of new markets, which has allowed for greater access to goods and services. On the other hand, it has also led to increased inequality and environmental degradation. He argues that it is important to find a balance between the benefits of globalization and the potential harms it can cause. Overall, Bryson's examination of the impact of globalization is an important contribution to the debate on the subject. He provides a comprehensive overview of the effects of globalization and offers an insightful analysis of the potential benefits and harms it can cause. His work is an important reminder of the need to consider the implications of globalization and to ensure that its benefits are shared fairly and equitably. Main idea number 18. The importance of the British Armed Forces. Bryson reflects on the importance of the British Armed Forces, from its role in defending the nation to its role in international peacekeeping. The British Armed Forces have a long and proud history of defending the nation and its people. From the Battle of Britain to the Falklands War, the British armed forces have been at the forefront of protecting the nation and its interests. They have also played a major role in international peacekeeping, from the Suez Crisis to the Gulf War. The British armed forces have been a source of pride for the nation, and their courage and dedication have been an inspiration to many. The British armed forces have also been a source of stability in times of crisis. During the Second World War, the British armed forces were instrumental in defeating the Axis powers and restoring peace and order to Europe. In more recent times, the British armed forces have been involved in peacekeeping operations in the Balkans, Iraq, and Afghanistan. They have also been involved in humanitarian operations, providing aid and assistance to those affected by natural disasters and conflict. The British armed forces have also been a source of hope and inspiration for many. They have provided a sense of security and stability in times of crisis, and have been a source of pride for the nation. The courage and dedication of the British armed forces have been an inspiration to many, and their commitment to protecting the nation and its people is something that should be celebrated and remembered. Main idea number 19. The importance of the British Constitution. Bryson highlights the importance of the British Constitution, from its role in protecting civil liberties to its role in preserving democracy. The British Constitution is one of the most important documents in the world. It is the foundation of the United Kingdom's democracy and civil liberties, and it is the basis for the rule of law. It is the document that sets out the rights and responsibilities of citizens, and it is the document that defines the relationship between the government and the people. It is the document that ensures that the government is accountable to the people, and it is the document that ensures that the people are protected from the government. The British Constitution is also the document that sets out the structure of the government, and it is the document that defines the powers of the different branches of government. It is the document that ensures that the government is limited in its power, and it is the document that ensures that the government is held accountable for its actions. It is the document that ensures that the government is responsive to the needs of the people, and it is the document that ensures that the people are protected from the government. The British Constitution is a living document, and it is constantly evolving to meet the changing needs of the people. It is the document that ensures that the government is held accountable for its actions, and it is the document that ensures that the people are protected from the government. It is the document that ensures that the government is responsive to the needs of the people, and it is the document that ensures that the people are protected from the government. The British Constitution is the foundation of the United Kingdom's democracy and civil liberties, and it is the basis for the rule of law. Main idea number 20. The importance of the British people. Bryson celebrates the importance of the British people, from their resilience in the face of adversity to their spirit of innovation. Bryson celebrates the importance of the British people, noting their resilience in the face of adversity and their spirit of innovation. He points to the country's long history of exploration and discovery, from the voyages of Captain Cook to the Industrial Revolution. He also admires the British people's ability to adapt to changing times, noting their embrace of new technologies and their willingness to embrace new ideas. He also praises their sense of humor and their ability to laugh at themselves. Bryson believes that the British people are a unique and special people, and that their contributions to the world are invaluable. Bryson also celebrates the British people's commitment to democracy and their respect for the rule of law. He notes that the British people have a long history of standing up for their rights and fighting for justice. He also admires their commitment to fairness and their willingness to stand up for the rights of others. He believes that the British people are a model for the rest of the world, and that their example should be followed. Bryson's admiration for the British people is clear throughout his book. He believes that they are a people of great courage and strength, and that their contributions to the world are invaluable. He also believes that their spirit of innovation and their commitment to democracy are something to be admired and celebrated.